The first Anderson or Witski learned of this setback to their careers was when they arrived at a conference in South Dakota and found people coming up to them with sympathetic looks and saying, "We hear you lost your crater." It was the first they knew that Isett and the other USGS scientists had just announced refined figures revealing that Manson couldn't after all have been the extinction crater. "It was pretty stunning," recalls Anderson. "I mean, we had this thing that was really important, and then suddenly we didn't have it any more. But even worse was the realization that the people we thought we'd been collaborating with hadn't bothered to share with us their new findings." "Why not?" He shrugged. "Who knows? Anyway, it was a pretty good insight into how unattractive science can get when you're playing at a certain level." The search moved elsewhere. By chance, in 1990, one of the searchers, Alan Hildebrand of the University of Arizona, met a reporter from the Houston Chronicle who happened to know about a large unexplained ring formation 120 miles wide and 30 miles deep under Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula at Chicxulub, near the city of Progreso, about 600 miles due south of New Orleans. The formation had been found by Pemex, the Mexican oil company, in 1952, the year, coincidentally, that Jean Shoemaker first visited Meteor Crater in Arizona. But the company's geologists had concluded that it was volcanic, in line with the thinking of the day. Hildebrand travelled to the site and decided fairly swiftly that they had their crater. By early 1991, it had been established to nearly everyone's satisfaction that Chicxulub was the impact site. Still, many people didn't quite grasp what an impact could do. As Stephen Jay Gould recalled in one of his essays, "I remember harboring some strong initial doubts about the efficacy of such an event. Why should an object only 6 miles across wreak such havoc upon a planet with a diameter of 8,000 miles? Conveniently, a natural test of the theory arose when the Shoemakers and Levy discovered Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, which they soon realized was headed for Jupiter. For the first time, humans would be able to witness a cosmic collision, and witness it very well thanks to the new Hubble Space Telescope. Most astronomers, according to Curtis Peebles, expected little, particularly as the comet was not a coherent sphere, but a string of 21 fragments. "My sense," wrote one, "is that Jupiter will swallow these comets up without so much as a burp." 1 week before the impact, Nature ran an article, "The Big Fizzle is Coming," predicting that the impact would constitute nothing more than a meteor shower.